The high price of housing is top of mind for many voters. Home prices have gone up 50%. That's just in the last 5 years. With the election inching very close, both candidates have promised to bring down the cost of buying or renting a home. Here to talk us through what they are proposing is NPR's Laurel Wamsley. Hey, Laurel.
Hey, Mary Louise.
So I can attest firsthand, having sold and bought houses this summer, housing prices are really high. So let's talk through what the candidates are proposing. Start with Vice President Harris.
So she talks about housing regularly in her campaign speeches, and sometimes she makes it personal. She will remember how her mother saved up to buy a home and her mother's pride when she bought it. And then Harris hits the highlights of her plan, as she did earlier this week near the White House.
As president, I will fight to help first-time home buyers with your down payment, take on the companies that are jacking up rents, and build millions of new homes.
So you heard there are a couple of key ideas that she talks about a lot. First, Harris wants to build 3 million new housing units. America is millions of housing units short, and increasing supply would help bring down rents and mortgages. Mm-hmm. So to amp up that construction, especially at the cheaper end, Harris wants to expand the existing tax credits that are used to build affordable rental housing. And she wants to create a new tax credit that would incentivize building more starter homes. All the housing experts I spoke to said that this focus on supply is the right idea. And then there's that $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time home buyers that she mentioned, though there is some concern that could actually drive prices higher.
Wait, hang on. Why would it drive prices higher?
Well, it's about supply and demand. And if you give a bunch of people an extra $25,000, that will increase demand, which there is already a lot of these days. I spoke to several economists, and they said that these payments to buyers will just bring more bidders for a limited number of homes, and that would drive up prices. So on the one hand, the credit for first-time buyers would help those people compete with others in this tough market, but it could just boost prices. And that extra $25,000 at the end goes to the seller.
Okay, so great time to be a seller. What about on the Republican side? What about former President Trump?
Well, one thing he's been talking about a lot is opening federal lands for housing, and that's an idea that Harris also supports. But he has other plans that are less detailed. At a rally last month in Arizona, he lamented the current mortgage rates. They were a little over 6% at the time, but Trump overstated them by several points.
Today, the mortgage rates are at 10%, 11%, 12%. You can't get the money. We're going to bring it down very fast. We're going to bring energy down. We will drive down the rates so you will be able to pay 2% again, and we will be able to finance or refinance your homes drastically.
So mortgage rates did dip below 3% at the end of Trump's presidency, but it's been more than three decades since they hit 10%, and they're far below that level now. And of course, the president doesn't set mortgage rates or interest rates, though his or her policies can affect them.
Laurel, I do want to note that Trump and his vice presidential nominee, J.D. Vance, they have both blamed undocumented immigrants for driving up housing prices. How much truth is there in that?
Well, this is another exaggeration, though there is some effect. I spoke with Albert Size. He's an economist at MIT, and he said that immigrants do increase housing prices, just like any population growth does, if the supply doesn't keep up with demand. But he said the effect is not nearly as large as the Trump campaign has made it sound. Though the effect would be larger in an area with a higher proportion of immigrants. Trump has talked about a potential mass deportation of illegal immigrants. That would mean fewer people in the country, but it would also mean fewer construction workers, and that could make building more expensive.
Thank you, Laurel.
Thanks, Mary Louise.
NPR's Laurel Wamsley.